Hello everyone, welcome to Chai Break. Today we talk about something very important for all of us Desis that affects our daily lives and the lives of future generations here in the United States. Sean from Radio Azad is going to interview Professor Das, a professor of mechanical engineering, a dad, a poet, and a street photographer. He's going to talk about how voting affects our rights in this country and why it is so important for us Desis to vote in this November's midterm elections. So let us listen to the conversation between the two of them.
Today we have Dr. Shubhrav Das, who's going to be joining us here. And he is from theyseeblue.org. It's an extremely important organization to the South Asian community. They're doing some incredible work in engaging our voter bloc, making sure that we have access to the right information to get registered to vote, and that we are actually impactful, especially when it comes to our voting toward Democratic candidates. Professor Das, thank you so much for joining me on the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
You know, if you could give us a little bit of an introduction to you, to your background, and how you are associated with theyseeblue.org.
Great. Yes, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Shubhrav Das. I'm a professor of mechanical engineering and have been a Michigan resident since 1994. In the mid-80s, my wife and I came to the U.S. and met here as graduate students. We made our careers and raised our family in the U.S. For the last few years, in fact, since 2016, I have been involved in grassroots organizing through an organization called Samosa, which is a Michigan-based voter mobilization organization that partners with Desi Blue, the national organization. Desi Blue's website is www.theyseeblue.org. That is theyseeblue.org. And we are an all-volunteer grassroots organization and welcome new members all the time. So please, you know, I'm welcoming anyone who wants to join us. You know, today, my purpose here is sort of threefold. I'm here to talk about the importance of the South Asian or Desi vote in this year's election, to have a conversation about the critical importance of voting this year, and as well as voting for every Democrat on the ballot.
Yeah, and I think this is a really important rhetoric that everyone keeps repeating over and over and over again. And that is, it's the most important time, it's the most important election, we have to vote. Why is this specific election and so important? Why is it important for us to vote now more than ever before and any other time?
Yeah, that's a very important question, Sean. Although the U.S. is a large country with over 170 million voters, the majority in the U.S. House could be decided by a handful of votes in some key districts. Even statewide elections could be decided by a small number of statewide votes. Remember, in 2020, Joe Biden won both Georgia and Arizona by about 10,000 votes. And Trump, you know, he also won Michigan in 2016 by about the same number. So that is why our votes this year could be the difference between victory and loss.
Yeah, I completely agree. And we've seen, especially down ballot, these, you know, community-based races that are constantly battling between people who are incumbents, and they keep getting reelected over and over again, and we never see change within these communities. It is just a handful of those votes. So I couldn't agree more. Let's talk about how the South Asian Desi vote impacts elections.
The South Asian or Desi vote is extremely important. In many states, the South Asian population is quite substantial, and our votes could be the deciding factor. So for example, in my home state of Michigan, there are over 140,000 South Asian voters, but they are also concentrated in some critical U.S. House districts. They will play a vital role in those elections. In 2020, during Georgia runoffs, the margin of victory for the Democrats was less than the increase in the South Asian voter turnout. This is why, you know, it is so important for all of us to vote.
Yeah, you know, let's get into some of the specifics. You know, what are some of these critical issues that stand out to you and that are so critical to the well-being and the representation of the South Asian community?
At this time, the issue that is front and center for me personally has to do with the world that we are leaving for the next generation. I have a daughter. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, she now has less rights than women in the U.S. have enjoyed for over 50 years. And already there are many news stories out there coming out about women's lives being put in danger because their doctors are prohibited from performing life-saving procedures. And you know, you can see in state after state, Republicans have passed restrictive laws to take away women's right to make independent decisions about their reproductive health. So for our daughters, this will mean that their reproductive freedom will be restricted even after they're married and having a family.
That's a huge issue. And you know, even conservative states and conservative communities have come out to speak up about this and returning rights back to women and their healthcare providers. What is the worst case scenario here? I mean, do you feel like this could get worse?
Of course, absolutely. You know, this kind of a blanket infringement on the rights of over half the population is a very scary development. And taking away this right has become a core part of the Republican agenda. You know, if they win control of the Congress in November, the first thing they will do is pass laws restricting reproductive rights for women even further. You know, we would all remember, you know, just a few days ago, Senator Lindsey Graham announced that the Republicans will pass a national ban if they win majority in Congress. And already in state after state, many Republican candidates are making statements about jailing women or punishing their reproductive care providers. And, you know, that is why, you know, it is so very important that we vote in large numbers and vote against all Republicans at all levels. We really need to get our friends, family, and everybody we know out there to vote.
Well, what other concerns and what other issues do you feel like are concerning here for this next election cycle?
You know, unfortunately, that list is rather long. So, for example, you know, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, he announced that ending Social Security and Medicare will be a goal for the Republicans if they win control of Congress. This is in contrast to Democrats for whom protection of Social Security and Medicare is a priority, taking away something that is a lifeblood for almost everyone in society. You know, that's the Republican goal. You know, Republicans spent over 10 years, the last 10 years, trying to repeal Obamacare and take away our health care. And they almost succeeded.
Yeah, no, you're right. Tell me more. Let's keep moving forward with this one.
You know, other than my close family and friends, who I am extremely worried about, but I'm also particularly worried about the next generation. You know, I have students who are 17, 18, 19, 20 year old. So I'm very worried about the students. Under Republicans, they will probably lose their right over their bodies. LGBTQ plus kids will be actively discriminated against. The climate as we know it could be destroyed. Gun violence would increase. And voting access will be restricted even more. You know, in contrast to all this, look at the work of the Democrats. You know, with the slimmest of majority in Congress, they passed landmark legislation in the areas of infrastructure, in tackling climate change, and reducing prescription drug costs. Joe Biden even forgave, you know, substantial amounts of student debt. If the Democrats can keep the majority in Congress, they're promising to pass national laws to codify women's right to choose, to, you know, pass sweeping voting rights legislation, ban automatic firearms, and do even more to tackle climate change.
Do you have any other closing or final thoughts as we conclude the interview?
Yes. You have summarized the importance so well. But I, in closing, I just want to make a couple of points and remind people that the Democratic Party is a big tent party. You know, people of all races, religion, colors, cultures, and ideas can find a home in this party. you know, I urge everyone to vote for all Democrats. Those down ballot races are so very important. So vote for all Democrats up and down the ballot. You know, you cannot leave anybody out. And finally, many states, I know in my states, you know, this particular thing is so important. Many states have nonpartisan sections of the ballot, which include election for judges, school board races, and ballot measures. It is very important to do some homework about these issues and candidates and use our votes wisely.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody get out there, vote. And voting day is November 8th. So make sure you get out there. You know your registration status, that you are registered to vote. Make a plan and have a plan and bring your family with you. Get everybody involved and reinvigorate your family to participate in the voting process.
Thank you very much. And thanks for hosting me. And thanks to your listeners for listening.
I want to thank my guest, Professor Das, for joining us on our show today. Again, if you want to get involved, theyseeblue.org, theyseeblue.org. Join the grassroots movement that is being spread across the entire United States. Join the voting bloc. Get out there, vote, and exercise your democratic right as an American.
Folks, you heard it from Professor Das. If you're thinking, does my one vote matter? The truth is that elections have recently been won with such slim margins that Desi votes can actually change the outcome. If you cannot vote in person on election day, go to www.vote.org to see vote by mail or early voting options. We live in this country. It is patriotic to vote. And together, we can make the difference. So, let us make it happen. Paid for by Desi Blue, desiblue.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.